And now it's time for Kitchen Science. And this week, Ben Valsler and Dave Ansell are raiding the fridge, well, that's a change, to find out how margarine and meteorites can tell us about how planets form.
For this week's Kitchen Science, we've been back into the fridge to find another one of those things you've got at home that can show you something amazing about the world. A few weeks ago, Dave used some lard to show us how mountains form and how there's around 6 times as much rock under the surface as there is sticking up above it. And this week, he's going to show us something else, but this time, he's using margarine. So, Dave, what are we doing?
Well, basically, what we want to do is melt some margarine and then leave it to stand.
Well, when we did the lard experiment, we melted it with a cup of boiling water. So are we doing that again?
It doesn't seem to melt very well with boiling water. There's no reason why you shouldn't do it. It doesn't matter how you melt it. I'm going to use a microwave.
How much do we need to melt?
Doesn't really matter. Basically, you want to get as small a glass as you've got and at least try and half fill that glass.
OK, and you've brought a shot glass with you as well. So this really is barely a tablespoon of margarine.
Yeah, that's basically it. So I'll get some and put it in the glass.
Now, in particular, you have a block of margarine, the type that's supposed to be used for baking. Could you use butter instead, or, you know, olive oil-based spread?
I think any spread will work, but the very cheap, simple margarines will be a lot more obvious than the more expensive butters.
So your supermarket shopping on a budget is really paying off?
It's a good excuse, anyway.
OK, so we have our cup half full of margarine, and I will put it into the microwave. How long should it take to melt?
Not very long at all. In fact, fats are very good at absorbing microwaves. So I've put a plate underneath the glass because it has a tendency to boil over if you're not very careful.
OK, so as always, if you're dealing with microwaves or any kind of cooking, things can get very hot, so do be very careful. Let's put this in.
So I'm only going to put this on for 10 seconds on a low setting. If it hasn't quite melted, I'll put it on for a bit more.
So that's had its time. Does it look ready?
I think it's just about molten now. I'll take it out. Very carefully, I'll just lift this out.
It does almost look like a glass of orange juice now, and it's ever so slightly steamy. So again, do please be careful if you're doing this at home. So we have our glass. It smells very strongly of margarine around here, but we have our glass of molten margarine. What's next?
Now you want to wait a minute or two and just see what happens to it.
What are you expecting?
Well, you make margarine is you take a fat, you melt it, you then mix it up with a liquid, water will do, and you mix it up with a surfactant to act a bit like washing up liquid to make the two mix together, and you end up with something a bit like salad dressing. Then you batter it lots more and squirt it through lots of very small holes, and you get salad dressing with incredibly tiny lumps of fat and lumps of water, and it's actually stable.
So margarine really is an emulsion of vegetable fat and water and probably a few other things. I imagine there's some salt in there. But what good is that to us now?
Well, now when you've heated up, you melt everything. That means it can change shape and you lose all that stability. So the two separate out. And if you have a look at it now,
it's just been sat on the side for a while. And actually, down at the bottom of the glass, it's gone crystal clear. The rest of it still looks like orange squash. But is that water collecting at the bottom of the glass?
It'll be water and whatever else they've put in there. I don't know exactly. But yeah, it's basically just water collecting at the glass and the fat floating up on top of it.
By melting an emulsion like margarine, you can cause it to separate out into its component fat and water. But what's that got to do with anything important?
This is actually quite a good model for one aspect of how planets form and large asteroids. All the rocky parts of the solar system were formed out of the random rocky stuff, the silicates, which are floating around in the protoplanetary disk as the solar system was forming. And some of that is still preserved in some of the meteorites which land on Earth. These are called chondrites, actually made of little tiny spheres of molten stuff, which are melted by the young sun and they've kind of stuck together to form meteorites.
So we can have a look at these when they land on Earth and it tells us something about the young solar system.
Yeah, it basically tells you what the original stuff which made up all the rocky planets of the solar system was.
And what's that got to do with margarine?
Now, when these kind of clump together and form bigger and bigger lumps, they started to melt. And also they got to a big enough lump that it had its own gravity. That meant that the heavier things tended to sink not to the bottom, but into the middle, the centre of the planets or the protoplanets. And the lighter stuff floated to the top, just like our margarine.
So the water's sinking in our liquid margarine because it's more dense, it's pulled down by gravity. The same thing happens in large asteroids when they get hot enough to be liquid. But how do we know this happens?
Well, some of those original large asteroids got bashed into by other large asteroids and got broken apart, which means you find other types of meteorite. Some of them are stony, sort of basalty type things, a bit like the stuff you'd find coming out of volcanoes mid-ocean. These are equivalent to the stuff which has floated up to the surface, the sort of mantles and crusts of asteroids.
The fat on our margarine.
That's right. And others are kind of made, basically made out of iron and nickel, very, very heavy, very dense metals. And these are the cores of the asteroids which got blown apart. And these are quite rare, although they're much more easy to find because you don't find anything else like them on the surface of the Earth. So these are like the water from our margarine.
So because we find bits of asteroid that are either one thing, the light stuff, or another, the heavy stuff, we know that at some point they must have come together and gone through exactly the same process as this margarine and separated out. Does the same thing happen in the Earth? I know we have a core of iron.
Yeah, it's basically exactly the same thing. The Earth is actually a lot bigger than an asteroid, as is probably obvious. And so you actually tend to get even more layers. So you'll get sort of the core, inner core, outer core, various layers inside the mantle, and then a crust on the surface, which is even less dense than the mantle. So because there's more gravity there and it's been hot for longer, it's had more time to sort of fractionate out to form more layers.
So once again, the cheapest stuff Dave's got in his fridge shows us something important about our own planet. That's all we have for Kitchen Science this week. We'll be back with more very soon.
So melted margarine forms layers just like protoplanets and hot meteorites, with the denser materials being pulled towards the middle by gravity. We'll put pictures and video on the website at thenakedscientist.com/kitchenscience.
Sounds like some kind of exciting food you could eat, doesn't it, that description?
It sounds disgusting.
You can go to a sort of cross between McDonald's and Starbucks, I suppose.
Ugh.
Sorry.
Bringing the facts to bear. The Naked Scientists.